Okay. So. So let's start doing this. So as I saw that we need a bit of a hakdama here to understanding how this all works, right? Okay, I saw the island was struggling with this. So let's explain this. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, sorry, Zeh Omar, Zeh Omar Kula Shali, Zeh Omar Chetzia Shali. Ha'Omar Kula Shali Yishava She'en Lo Bokach Ot Mishlo Shechalakim, Ha'Omar Chetzia Shali Yishava She'en Lo Bo. And that's the day. Now, so the Olam wanted to ask a basic question, which is, how can it be that the Chalukah of the Mishnah would ever be three quarters and a quarter? Hooray, Shai Mogs and Batalis, they're both walking into the Talis. They both have an equal tfisa. They both have an equal tfisa on the talis. Yeah. Right? They both have got fat. Right? Yeah. Ooh, come in. Come sit.
Okay, all right.
Is everyone sitting down? Is everyone comfortable?
Alright,
the chair
is just too big for this room.
Okay, Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem, it's grown.
Okay, come sit. No, it's fine.
Right elbow.
Alright, knock you out. Might give you some. Okay. Okay, write your share notes neatly. Write your share notes neatly, Rabbi. So you never know where they might end up, right? You know, that's what we learned yesterday, right? You know, you never know. Like in 1,000 years time, you know, they might find the BBM Geniza, right? Yeah. Anyway, fine. Okay, so. You never know. We'll find the Ktav Yad of Ibn Hamu, right?
And poems.
Yeah. Anyway, fine. Okay. So, the Olam was bothered by a very basic question over here, which is that the Shnei Mogs and Batalis, they both come in and they both have an equal tfisa. They're both holding on to the Karkashte. Right, they have an equal tfisa. And Tosfos says, right, Anan Sa'adi Demog, the Komadaha Tafis Haidi Dehu. And maybe they both have, there's an Anan Sa'adi which says that they both own 50%. How could you be Machalik three quarters a quarter? Right? How could there ever be such a chalukah? How does that work? What about the tfisa? What about the achiza? Okay, right, so let's try and, you know, understand. What does it mean, right? Okay, so now how is this Anan Sahadi, the Muchzakus, how is this Muchzakus built? The way this Muchzakus is built is Al Yadei Deir Tfisa, right? Al Yadei Deir Tfisa. And let's just get clear what the Seder Hadvarim is. The two people walking into the basin holding the talis. There's two just things that we have to lay down over here. What's pshat? Is there tfisa on half the talis? Or is there tfisa on the entire talis? And each one has a tfisa on the entire talis. So, no, that's incorrect, right? They both have a tfisa on the entire talis. What does it mean that they have a tfisa on the entire talis? It means that each one is holding on, has a halachic achiza, right, on the talis, that lulei his chaver, it would give him rights, muchzakas, to the entire talis. Both of them have that. They both have a tfisa on the entire talis. Now, that tfisa creates a muchzakas. Why? Why does the tfisa create a muchzakas? The tfisa creates a muchzakas because each one of them is not just stam holding on to the talis, but he's holding on to the talis, but Torah's a baal dover, a baal hatalit, right? In other words, his tfisa comes with a taina. Kulo sheli, it's mine, Now, this is a very important thing in how Muchzakus is built. Muchzakus is built al yedei tfisa. That means that you're holding on to the talis. But it's not just the fact that you're holding on to it. Right? The fact that you're holding on to it, with a taina, you're holding on to it, but toiras bal. That's what creates a muchzakus. Right? Now, I'll just say this in a very, very basic way, right? And then we'll develop it a little bit more. If I'm holding on to the talis, if I'm holding on to any item, right? If I'm holding on to Gershon's phone, right? But I'm holding on to it, but bechinas shomer, right? I'm holding on to it, but bechinas shomer. Even though I'm holding on to the item, it gives me no muchzakus whatsoever, right? Because I'm not holding it, but toiras abal. I don't have a tainas bal. I'm not coming, but toiras bal over here, right? So the tefisa doesn't do anything over here. So now, let's. Now, with that in mind, so Shnayim Ochzim Betalis. Ze Omar Kula Sheli, Ze Omar Chatzio Sheli. Now, what's just happened over there? Right? What has just happened? The Havana in the background to the Mishnah is like this. They both have a potential Tfisa on the entire Talis. In other words, in terms of their Maisa Achiza, they could have a halachic tfisa on the entire talis. But what happens is, someone says kulo sheli, and someone now says chetzio sheli. What just happened? Right. What just happened is, the person that says chetzio sheli, he has just given up his tfisa, he's just translated that his tfisa is only on half of the talis. His tfisa is not on the whole talis. He does not have a tfisa on the whole talis, he just gave that up. Right. And therefore, his tfisa, even though in terms of the maisa, in other words, he's holding on to the karakashta, lula the other guy, that would have been a tfisa on the whole thing. But because he's now just said chatsu sheli, his tfisa does not give him, does not build any sort of muchzakus on the other half of the talis for him. Right? It doesn't do that. Mashal ma'adav adoime. Right? Mashal ma'adav adoime. Shnayim oichzim betalis. Right? Ze omar kula sheli, ve ze omar ken kula shelcha. Right? Yes, all of it is yours. Yesh tzad. Is there a tzad that the person that says yes, kulo shelcha, that he's a toibes, yesh tzad that he now has a muchzakus on half the talis? Is it tzad there to say achloiku? Avada not. For sure not. Why? Because by him admitting, or hadas baldin, whatever, right, saying that yes, right, you own the whole talis, so that then even though I'm holding it, quote unquote, for the recording, I'm going like this, right? Like this, right? Yeah, right. So even though I'm being tofes, right, in the talis, right, but that tfisa amounts to halachic nothing, right? Yeah, it doesn't mean anything, right? That tfisa does not create any sort of muchzakas over here, right? Okay. So now what happens? So now shnayim oichzim betalis. Now let's just translate it now, right? Let's just take the aside and go further. Shnayim oichzim betalis, ze omer kulo sheli, ve ze omer chatzi sheli. Doesn't say kulo shelcha, it says chatzi shelcha. Right? So now, what just happened? So now, sorry? So now, what he's just done is, he's now said, I have no tfisa on the other half of the talis. So what happens? The other half of the talis, he doesn't have a tfisa on. Does the other man d'alma have a tfisa on that half of the talis? Yes. And that on that half of the talis, there's a non-contested tfisa. So he gets the entire talis, right? That half of the talis. Now, the other half of the talis, chatzi hasheni shel talid, right? What is its matzav? The guy that said chatzi sheli, he has a tfisa on the whole talis? On the whole half of the talis? Yes. Does the other guy have a tfisa on that half of that talis? Yes, why? Because his taina is kulo sheli, and he has a tfisa on the talis. He has a maisa tfisa on the whole talis, and his taina is kulo sheli. Right. So now, if I was to just sort of ignore half of the first half of the talis, which is not essentially being oyle ladin, and I look at the other half of the talis and I say, who's toifus on this talis? The answer is both of them. Both of them are toifus on the talis. So what is, and here's the Nakudra Rabbi say, here's just the Knech and the Lomdus, right, yeah? The Knech and the Lomdus is that they both have a tfisa on each half of the talis. So now if I'm about to build an Alan Sahadi, and I'm going to say, Rabbi say, We have to split it, because Anan Sahadi, the Maita Tafis Haidi Dehu. So now how do I build that Anan Sahadi? Right? I say, I can say, he gufa, Anan Sahadi, the Maita Tafis today. How much is he Tafis? A quarter. How much is he Tafis? Three quarters. Adraba, the Anan Sahadi is what's causing the split of three quarters and a quarter. Right? Just like how you understand, when they both have a full tvisa in the entire talis, right? So now, what does that build? That builds a muchzakas of 50-50. And I say, Anan Sahadi, my tafis today, Anan Sahadi, my tafis today. Tafis, tafis batayras baal. And memela, that creates a 50-50 muchzakas, and I've got to split it half-half. So, odapam, Anan Sahadi, my tafis today. Kama harishon tafis, right? How much is the first guy being tafis? Only half. How much is the other guy being tofus? The whole thing. So Mela, the split is three quarters a quarter, right? In other words, it's an exact build. So in other words, what are we being machadish? What are we being machadish over here? What are we? It's not even a machidish. It's just the build over here. Yeah. When Tosfos says Anan Sahadi Demaita Tafis Didei, it doesn't just mean that you're physically holding it. When he says Tafis, he means Tofus Batoras Baal, right? A halachic tfisa. A halachic tfisa means when something is in my pocket, even though I don't have to. It's not saying right now I'm holding my wallet. Yeah. I don't have any tfisa on this thing until I say this is my wallet. That's nonsense, right? Yeah. I am holding this Batoras Baal in my das, right? This. And your chesedek kesheli, right? Yeah. In my mind, this thing is mine, right? I don't have to say it. It's not an issue of just saying it, right? Yeah. When you're in the base, then you're presenting it, so you have to make a taina. But I'm just saying. But the reason why when I'm holding my wallet, I have a muchzakas on the wallet because I'm holding it. And your chesedek b'toras bal barosh sheli ze sheli, right? That's the lumdus of my tvisa, right? So now, when two people are walking in and they're holding on to this talis. Right, he's the first guy saying ani rochez rak chetzi. Right, even though I've got a meiser tvisa that in theory could be oiler for the whole talis, but I'm not holding that b'toras baal. That's not called a tvisa. Right, yeah. So that doesn't build any muchzakas. He has no muchzakas on that half. Right, okay. Dvarim brurim. Right.
But the din is in yichurim
yosemes. Oh, that's a good shayla. Who asked that shayla?
You did at the beginning.
Right, yeah, right. Oh, okay. I thought you were coming to it. Oh, okay, right. He's an emesdika person. That's a fantastic shayla, right? None other than Maran, the Beis Halevi, asks this question, right? He asked the following question. I didn't want to get into this now because this is actually makes things a little bit more complicated. The Beis Halevi asks the following question. He says, Tosfos says you have an Anan Sahadi Demaita Tafis Hadidei. Anan Sahadi Demaita Tafis Hadidei. So you split. But what's that? There's another t'nai in you being able to split. Shachaluka Yecholi Yosemes. Now, how is a chalukah yecholi yosemes? Because they picked it up together, right? How is a chalukah of three quarters and a quarter yecholi yosemes? How did they pick it up exactly, right? Yeah, the Beis Halevi asked that question, right?
You picked up and you
nisratzah. Says Hakeli, right? Yeah, right. That maybe after he picked it up, he was magnet to him. Maybe after he picked it up, he was magnet to him a quarter. So that's one of the suggestions of the Beis Halevi, right? That's one of the suggestions. This is a complicated question, and the Achronim don't just want to go down that. There's problems with the Tosa Rosh later, but it's a good question. It's a very legitimate question, and it has to be dealt with, right? And the thing that's pushing the question is, yes, I understand that there's a tefisa, but there's another tnai. There's another tnai which that Tosas lays down, which is Yechol Elios Emes. And Kipshutai, that means that you have a scenario how the Chalukah happened, right? Yeah, that the Metzias would dictate such a split. And that's very difficult to get with three quarters a quarter. So that's a good question. But I want to go vital. I want to get into the Tosas, right? Maybe I'll leave that. We should start Chaburas, Rabbi Yisai, right? Yeah? So I'll leave that for the Oilam to... Yeah, I'll leave that for the Oilam to maybe.
The undisputed half just separate now.
Excellent. Okay. Good. Good. Okay. No. Good. That's
the topic's only on the bit of the argument.
So good. What Gavi's sniffing onto is the kivun that the Rebbe wanted to go down, right? So fine. The Rebbe Rabusha, right? But very good, right? But fine. But it's a good question. It's not pasha. The Beis Halevi says big chiddushim based on this. It's a good question. This, okay? But fine. Let's go weiter. Oh, now all of this now is the background to Tosis' question. And here's the next shlav. Is I want to just be machadid what Tosis' question, because I saw again here, Lohan was struggling just to get clear what Tosis' question is. Says Tosis, Ze notel revia, ve'im toima, right? Yehene man dechetzev shelo, b'miguv de'ibai oma kula sheli. Oh. Kada amrina b'gamara hai migu gufa lefatroi mishvua ilav mishum de'arumi kama'arim. Oh, so now, what's Tosis' question? Now, Tosis' question is not, right? Is not, right? Believe him, use a migu to patter him for a shvua. Tosis is not talking about that, right? That's not what Tosis wants. What Tosis wants to achieve is to use the migu, right? That he would say, Chatzi Sheli, let me make a shvua that I don't own pachot michetzia and I'll walk away with half just like the ratio. That is what Tosis wants to achieve with the migu. He's not trying to patter him from a shvua. Okay? That's not what Tosis wants. Okay? Tosis is saying, I have a migu. When I walk into Beis Din and I say Chatzi Sheli, what are you saying is the din? You're saying is that, oh, he is, he's Ne'eman, right? His Taina now creates the Be'etem, he has a Muchzakas on three quarters. You only have a Muchzakas on a quarter, right? You're not believed to say that you own half, right? So what do we have to do? We have to make you make a shvur that you don't own less than a quarter, because that much you have Ne'eman as well, because you have a Muchzakas, and then you'll walk away, right? What Tosis wants to achieve with the Migu is say, but when I say half, believe me that I have half, accept my taina that I have half, and allow me to make a shvua that I don't own less than half, and walk away with half like I would in the Reisha. Right? Yeah? Why? Because mali l'shakev. Why would I lie? If you're, in as much as you're choshesh, that perhaps I'm lying, because already you're saying, look, the Muchzakas says not like you. The Muchzakas, we've just said that the Muchzakas is built with your tefisa and everything that you're saying. The Muchzakas says that you only have a quarter. So the guy could say, well, hold on, wait a minute. What are you choshesh? I understand that my Muchzakas is only on a quarter, but you choshesh that I'm lying? If I'm lying, I could lie better. I could just say that I own half. And then what would you have done? He said, motek, yesh lecha muchzakut al chatzi. And you'd let me walk away with a half. So look at me as a tzaddik yisod olam. I'm a meshiv aveda, says Tosus. I'm like someone that I'm being amiti, right? I'm saying the emet, right? I'm saying that I own half. I'm claiming half. Believe my taina that I have half. Let me make the shua. I understand I've got to make a shua because it's a side gig over here that we've got an issue of shelo yelech kol echad v'tokif tani tov b'shem chayah. I'll make the shua, no problem. Just like in the reisha. And I'll walk away with half. Right? Okay? Now.
Does that mean you have to learn
Meshav Aveda
through Migu?
That's how Tosis learns. Yeah, so Tosis learns that a Meshav Aveda is a Migu. He always learns like that. It's not Pasha in the Rishonim. Rashi Lachor doesn't learn like that. But in Achrami. We're going to come to that. That's what Tosis Raya from the Gemara over there is. Right? So now. Is that clear, Abu Tai? That is the question of Tosis. Right? Okay? He's not trying to pat him from a migu. He's trying to, and this is a very fest migu. This is a mali l'shake. What are you accusing me of? You're accusing me of lying? If I wanted to, I could achieve this exact result. All I have to do is say two words. Kula sheli. And I'll get exactly this result, and you'd accept it, and you'd let me make the same shura. I want to make the same shua now. I gain nothing by saying Chatzi Sheli, except the fact that I'm telling you the emet. Mali l'shakir, right? That's the migu.
Who says migu is based on result? Who says there's such thing as a migu? I could have claimed more money. Migu is normally I could have said the other taina and I've had more.
Slowly. Right. Okay. Now, that's the Tosis' shayla. Okay. All right. That's called a migu. Now, just to build, what does Tosis see from the Gemara? What Tosis wants from that Gemara later on Daf Ches is that this is a good migu. Now, the Gemara on Daf Ches says the following thing: it wants to patter him from a shura.
Who says the migu will help you?
One second. I want to go each shlav, and then we'll take the question. I want to be machadid what the shayla is. Okay. Right? One second. Oh. Now, the Gemara says, what's the chiddush of this bava? What is the chiddush of this bava in the Mishnah? It says, you need this because I would have thought that when he says chetzi shali, he should be like a meshiv aveda, right? That means that he's returning something that he didn't have to return. Velifto what? Mishvo. Kamash malan, dakaruni kamaare. Savi yamina kula shali, binishtavuye. Emma iodu avakameshiv aveda vapata. Right, so now the Gemara wants to say, you would think that if he says chetzi shali, we'll believe him to take the quarter without a shvur. On this, the Gemara rejects. Says no, because now maybe that's the whole point. He'd rather go for a quarter without a shvur than go for a half with a shvur. That's called the Meomi Kamara. But Tosis sees from there that Be'etzim, this is a good taina. It's a good migu. It's a good taina of mani l'shakir. Right? Why would I lie? Be'etzim, if I wanted to achieve half, right, I could achieve half. Elo, what the Gemara's agenda over there is to say, get out of the shvur. So there, the Gemara says, no, for shvur it's no good because now you have a taina of mori kamari. But Tosis says, I don't want to do that. I don't want to get him out of a shvur. I don't want to get him out of a shvur. I want to just use that Gemara as a build. To show you that this, the construct of this migu is be'etzem a good migu, right? Because if it's a rubbish migu, the Gemara doesn't have to say mori kamara, just say it's nonsense, right? It's a bad migu, right? Yeah? Okay? And now what I want to say is, he should be believed to say chatzi shali, right? And he should be able to make a shvur that chatzi shali and walk away with his half. Now, one other nekuda over here, right? There's just one other nekuda. So now, if I don't know how many of the Marim Makomas everyone's managed to see here, but all the Rishonim are dealing with this, and Tosis will give an answer. Tosis says that it's a migul haitzi. We'll talk about that in a minute. There are other answers in the Rishonim to this question. Right? Not everyone holds that it's a migul haitzi. Shock horror, right? We may get into this. The Ramban in Bava Basra says that migul lohoitzi, I'm rinon, right? Yeah. So we'll get to that, right? So now, but there are other answers to this in the Rishonim. Now, Tosfos over here already, the Shita points out, why does Tosfos have to bring a raya? Right? Why does Tosfos have to bring the raya that this migul is good? Like, a migul is a swara. It's just a swara. It's a cheshbon, right? Yeah. If I wanted to lie, I could have said this. I'd have to find a rhyme for every single seal of Migo in the Shas. Wait. Yeah. Now, what does Tosis want from this? What does Tosis want to prove from this? From Migo. So says the Shita. Now this will be one of the other answers to the in the Rishonim, which is that the Rishonim, one of the answers the Rishonim give to this is that it's called a Migo de Ha'aza. It's called a Migo de Ha'aza, right? Which means that I believe me when I say X, right? Because I could have said Y and I could have got away with it. What if Y is a more ha'azastika claim than X? So there are Rishonim that say that no, that destroys the migu, and that's what's going on over here, right? This is a migu de ha'aza, right? Because Haray, if he says, if he bet MS in his mind, he knows that we picked it up together, right? Yeah, or maybe he didn't pick it up at all. Right? Yeah? So you're saying, believe me when I say half, because I could have said all. No, but that's more of an azazdika claim. In as much as you actually know that you didn't pick up half, it's more of a ha'aza, right, to say that I picked up kulo, I picked up all of it, than to say that I picked up half of it. Could be really I didn't pick up any of it. Right? I was tokef betalito shel chavero. Right? I'd rather go for the less ha'azazdika claim. And that's another derech in the Rishonim. They say this: there's a shtech in the migra over here because your taina has less azus. If the tainas are shkulois, right? That means I'm just as much of a. If I'm lying, if you're in as much as you're choishish me for lying, I'm just as much of a chutzpan in what I'm saying as my other taina. Then that's a good migu. But if the taina that I want to say, believe me when I'm saying X, because I could have said Y, and Y is a more chutzpidika claim, so then that's not a good migu. Because a person doesn't like to be, you know, a bold-faced liar, right? So now, that's one of the answers that the Rishonim will give.
If he knows, if I know that, even, again, it's not it's not more hazardous thing to say I found this phone there or there, right? That's a good example. Migul, that he could have said I found it there.
Yeah, in theory, I'm not sure.
But the point being, if someone knows that they're gonna end, why are you saying amigo? Because you're gonna land up a bezdin with more. So it's always more hazard.
No. In as much as no. The ha'aza is the lie.
It's the lie.
I have to look at someone in the face that I know that I'm lying to. I know that he knows that I'm lying. Yeah, I know the MS. I know that when I look at him in the face, he knows that I'm lying. So I want to be less azustic. Right. So that destroys my name honest. The Shita says this is what Tosis is proving from the Gemara. Don't tell me that we don't hold a migu de ha'aza, because the Gemara says this is a good migu. Right? Yeah? Ela what? To patu from shur, you can't use the migu, because then you have a murei kamarim. Right? Yeah? But ba'etzim, it's a good migu. Right? So, in other words, the Shita is saying, don't tell me that this is a migu da. That's what Tosis wants. Okay?
So, how did that learn?
Oh, that's one question. And there's another question. I'll flip the question back on the Tosis. There's a very, very posh deraya that we don't say a migu da ha'aza. Moedim amiksas. Right? Yeah? The shvur min ha'Torah of Moedim amiksas is all built off the fact that you don't say amigo de ha'aza. I could have said kula sheli. Aval ein adam meis panav lekofa kol lefnei bal chovo. Ela what? He really wants to pay him, but he's there. Yeah, right? If Tosis holds that we say amigo, even though it's amigo de ha'aza, how does he learn the amigo of moedim amiksas? Right? Why do you need a shvur of moedim amiksas? All of this we will be dealt with and more. Right? Okay, so now, but that's the agenda of Tosis over here. Okay? Yeah,
why,
fine.
Why do we think to say this is amigo de ha'aza? It's much worse to say to the guy, kula sheli, then help.
What?
The guy comes along.
Yeah, exactly. Very simple. Very simple. What's worse? What's more of a chutzpah, right? Say I'm coming sheli. To say, your whole car is mine. No, we're shutafim in the car. My yotel chatzuf. I'm saying, no, you don't own your car. Your car's my car, right? So I'm saying, believe me when I say chazi sheli, because if I wanted to lie, I'd say it's all mine and you don't have anything. It's azuz. All right, that's a migdal hazah.
We don't go with that.
No, I'm just saying there are those that say that the answer to this, why we don't have a migu in our mission, is because it's a migdal hazah. Tosis is coming to prove to me, don't tell me that we don't say migdal hazah. I've got a Gemara on Dav Ches that says that we do. Right? Yeah? That's what Tosis wants. That's in the Shita. Okay? Fine. Alright, now. What's the time? What are we holding? Oh, Yesh Tzatzma. Okay, good. Alright, now. Alright. Okay, good. Alright, now, okay, so Tosis wants over here to say that you be a migu to be believed. Now I want to build what's the omek of the question of Tosis. What's the omek of the question of Tosis? And this is basically, we have to start to understand what's the aleph base of migu. Like, how does the aleph base of migu work? Right? Okay. What Tosis wants, right, is to say that he would be believed with his migu to win, right? To win, right? So now, Tosis is going to say, as we know, let's just read the answer, right? The basic answer that Tosis is going to go with, which is, Mefarash Rivam, the migu lohoitzi lo yamrinan, right? The vechetziv hasheni muchzek zeh kamo zeh. Okay, so now, like we explained, Tosis says, yeah, it's a good migu, but it's a migu lohoitzi, and migu lohoitzi lo yamrinan. That's Tosis's chiddush. We don't say a migu to be moitzi for a moment. Right? We don't say a migu to be moitzi for a moment. So now, just what's the havamina? What's the handle? What are we dealing with over here? Right? Yeah. I want to explain this. And how does a migu work? A migu, right? A migu. The basic idea of a migu is that it creates a ne'amonas in your taina. And you have to realize this, Rabbi Isai, that tainas are very, very significant in Hilchos Mamon. A taina has a koyach. A taina has a koyach to set things up, to be moitzi things, to construct dinim. Right? And there are certain the aircon function doesn't work. Just keep it on fan, right? Yeah. All right. So the whole inyan of what the migu is over here is that Tosis is saying we have a cheskes moment. This guy has a chazaka, right? But when we're coming to the Beis Din, we do not have equal tainas. His taina is saying that he on this half of the talis, he has a muvzakas in half the taina. Yeah? My taina, when I'm saying that half of it is mine, has more nemonas than his one. Because I have a migu backing up my taina. Now, who says that that makes a difference? So what? Why does that make a difference? What do I mean? Right? We know, we have a klal gadol b'din. Hamotzi mechaver elav araya. Right, Moitzim Mechaver Elav Araya. We know that. So now, let me ask you a question: is the Migu Araya? Is Migu Araya?
No, it's a Svara.
What does it do?
Araya is like a star,
right?
It's a Svara.
So, what I say to Araya? So, Lachar, it's not Araya, right? This is what I want to. It's a Lor Araya. It's a Lor Araya. It's not proof, right? It's not Araya. It's definitely not Araya Brura, right? There's Eva Dailo, right? Yeah.
So now, Elawad.
What it does is it gives what?
It gives
a nemanus to your taina, right? Yeah, So now let's just to the sabra saizen. There's a trimus adeshin over here, right? Which he discusses the following. It's a very, very interesting case. You see the trimus that the Gdolei HaRishonim had, right? So
he wrote his own
one. What?
He wrote his own chinas.
Yeah. Okay, but he says like this. He says the following case, right? He basically says, you have Reuven and Shimon. That they give, they both give money to Levi, for Levi to transport it to another city, right? And Levi's also got his own money, right? And basically, Levi says, "I'll take the money, bli achrayut, right?" So he sets up the case like this: Levi's got 20 zehuvim, right? Ruva in his that he's putting in his wallet. Reuven and Shimon give him. Reuven gives him 10 zehuvim, and Shimon gives him 5 zehuvim, and there's 20 zehuvim of Levi in his wallet, right? Yeah. So now on the way, he says from the horse ride, it was a bouncy horse, right? The wallet ripped, right, and some of the zehuvim fell out, right? So now who loses the zehuvim? Reuven, Shimon, or Levi? Right. That's his shayla. Who do we take it from? Says Levi's a muchzuk, right? Yeah, but Levi has a roiv connected him because most of the zehuvim was his money, right? Do we say that the roiv can take away from his cheskes moment, right? The likelihood is that it was his gold coins that fell. The roiv was his. So this is the shayla of the trumas adeshin. Very interesting over there. So now says the trumas adeshin.
So says the Trumas Adeshin
that his basic thing over here is can you say a roiv keneged a chazaka? So Be'etzim, it's a Gemara, right? It's a Gemara in Bava Kama. The Gemara in Bava Kama says Amar Rabbanan Zekal Gadol Bedin Hamoitzim Mechaveru Elav Arai, the beginning of Apara, right? Says the Gemara La Fuke Mai, and the Gemara says La Fuke Roiv. The Shmuel's answer, right? To say even with the Roiv, we don't go with a Roiv Keneged the Cheskes Momen, right? Okay. So now the Trumas Hadeshin over there develops, and he says, well, that kind of depends. It's not a blanket rule. He says like this: what would be the din in a case of Shnayim Oichzim Betalis, right? And someone has a Roiv. Going with him. He doesn't explain what would be a case, but he says, let's say you have a case of Shnayim Oichzim, and someone's got a Roiv. Right. So now, says the Trumas Adeshin, there you would go with the Roiv. You would not go with the Chazakas.
That's because Chazakas
are fit. Wait! Well, right? Because says the Trumas Adeshin, because here, they have they're both Oichas in the Talis, right? The chazaka is kalush, says their cheskes moment is weaker, right? This arrive will beat, right? and says, when do we say that a roiv is not connected, is not believed connected to Cheskas Mammon? He says only on a chazaka alimta, on a festa chesed. There's one guy's holding it. He's the one that's his money, and you want to come and be moitzi from him? No, right? Even though you got a roiv, no, because I'm moitzi mechaveh love a roiv, right? Don't worry, Rabbi. I just want to give you musagim right over here, right now. Friend of Trum Sadeshen, I'm telling you that a roiv, I'm telling you that a roiv would beat a case of Shnai Moichzin. But Tosfos says, right, by Tosfos says on Bav Matzia Daf Beis that Amigu doesn't beat a Chazak of Shnai Moichzin, right? Yeah, Amigu doesn't beat a Chazak of Shnai Moichzin. So why would a roiv beat, right? Yeah, so Trum Sadeshen asks, says the Trumas Hadeshen, says no, right? Even though the Chazaka of Shnai Mogzin is more Kalush, a Migu it can beat, right? But not a Roiv, right? That's basically what his build is. So now...
What's the vote?
No, Faked. A Roiv is stronger than a Migu. Because the Cheskas Mammon, what do you mean? His question is that I just told you that the Chazaka of Shnai Moichzin is weak, and therefore, even though things that don't normally stand up, don't stand up to a Chazaka, here they'll crumble. The Chazaka they'll beat a Chazaka. What about Migu, right? Says, no, Migu's different from a Rov. Migu's weaker than a Rov, basically. That's what he says, right? Yeah? Okay? Now, wait. I need to finish, right? I just want to break the Musagim through, right? Okay? Just want to get the concepts, right? So, this is a Hakdama, Rabbi Sai, to the Tosfos, okay? So now, right, let me just remember what my train of thought. Oh, so it says the Trumas Hadeshen that no, Amigu there is Amigu is not as strong as a Roy. By the way, right, there's the Ramban, which again this Ramban that will bear as Hashem see, right? The Ramban of Baba Basra says, what's the din of Bari Vashema, right, with a Cheskas Mammon? That means, right? Yeah. Someone has a festa Cheskas Mammon, right? And the Moitzi says that it's Bari, right? It's Bari to me that you owe me money, right? And the person that you're trying to be moitzi from says, I don't know, right? Bari, do you say Bari Vashema Bari Adif? Can I get a Cheskas Mammon? So you don't. No, you don't, right? You don't say Bari Vashema Bari Adif, can I get a Cheskas Mammon? Says the Ramban, Ramban, what would be if Shnaim Ochzim Batalis, Ze Omar Bevadai Kula Sheli, Veze Omer Shema Kula Sheli? What would you say? Says the Ramban. There you go with the Bari, right? So again, I just want you to understand, right? I want you to understand what's going on over here, right? Yeah. So now here's all of these things are not so poshut, right? Okay. So here's where Tosfos is, and here's the background to understanding what Tosfos' question is. Tosfos' question is that yes, we have a Cheskas Mammon, right? But this is an atypical Cheskas Mammon. Right, you've got two people holding on to it. Right, you've got two people. Each one has a chazaka. Right, now there are different types of ne'emanus in the Torah. There's a ne'emanus of an eid echad, which is enough for issa. Right, you have a ne'emanus of bari, which is good when there's no cheskas mammon, but when there is a cheskas mammon, it's not. Unless maybe when in a situation maybe the bari would be good. Right, you have a ne'emanus of two eidim. There's different dargas of ne'emanus in the Torah. Right. Tosfos wants to say, Tosfos' question over here is that I have a migu. That gives my taina an extra level of ne'emanus to his taina. Right? Is that, why don't we say that extra level of ne'emanus is enough, right, to beat, right, his claim to the money, which is his muchzakus? That is the basic aleph base of what Tosfos' question is. Right? Okay? Right? In other words, the migu gives you added ne'emanus to his taina. His taina doesn't have ne'emanus, right? His taina doesn't have more ne'emanus than me, right? Yeah. Well, it has weaker ne'emanus than me. My taina has more ne'emanus. Why is that ne'emanus not? Is that ne'emanus not enough to make me win? Get my half. I got a mali l'shake. That's a festa ne'emanus to my taina. So his chiddush is that al af, right? And we can add the Trumas Hadeshen over here. We can add the Al-Af that this is a perhaps weaker Chazaka. We don't know if Tosis holds like that, by the way. Why am I not sure if Tosis agrees to the Trumas Hadeshen or that? Side point.
Any potential problem that we have, basically.
Yeah, because Tosis says, Anasai Nishla, but Vadai Hachetzia. To me, that sounds quite strong, right? But anyway, but either way, the point is that Tosis is potentially saying over here that even though this is a weak Nemanus, but the Nemanus of Migu is not enough. It's not enough ever to be Moitzi any level of Cheskas Momen. That's Tosis's Chiddush. Right? Now, here's what's going to open up the questions in the Rishonim. It's going to open up other Tritzim in the Rishonim. There are other Rishonim that are not going to say this. There are other Rishonim that are not going to say this. They're going to say, no, it's a Migu D'Ha'aza. Habibi, I don't mean. Ma'itzim HaChaver, I love a Raya. Zekhar Golda Begin. How could you argue with Tosfos? The Ramban says, we do say a Migu D'Ha'aza. Well, what about Ma'itzim HaChaver, I love a Raya? Here, the Trumas Hadeshen has now opened up the Sugi a little bit for us. Not Pashit, right? Yeah. Here, this is it. This is an atypical chazaka. It could be this chazaka is weaker than other normally, and this migu gives a ne'emanus to Otaina, which potentially, maybe, this is what Tosfos wants to know. Does this ne'emanus that has been added to Otaina from the migu, does that beat a cheskas moment? Says Tosfos, no, never. It does not, right? Yeah, that is the now what we need to do is, well, what's the oimek of that question? Where does that, you know, we're saying that there could potentially be a machlokes of shonim, do we say migul hoitzi? What's the oimek of that? So we'll get to that, right?
Based on the way Tosfos understands machlokes,
could be, but maybe this machlokes, yeah, right? could very well be, right? Yeah, we'll have to see, right? Now, Tosfos, by the way, then has a question. Tosis, by the way, has a question. And this I'll end. What's the time? 12. Okay, yeah, 12. Exactly. I got a minute, right? Yeah, that's it. Tosis over here has a question. Tosis over here has a question. Vahida cheskazabatin, the gachin velachish leil rabba, in shtarazayvahu, mi ushtar ma'ali, hava biyadi va'avad himena, rabba lohaitzi, the migdi bai amashtar ma'aliyahu. Right? Now, what's Tosis' question over there? The Gemara Baba Basra over there says, the guy comes out, pulls out a shtar, saying, that house is mine, what are you doing in my house? Get out of my house. And the Nitan says, what are you talking? What are you talking about? Mazuyev. Right? They go to the court, the basin looks at it, looks kashir v'yashar, they're gonna believe it, they're gonna go with the shtar. The last minute, the claimant, right, bends over to the Dayan and he says, Kvod HaDayan, Gachin Velachij, he says, really is Mazuyev. But I had a shtar at home, right, and but I lost it, right? That's why I did this. But Be'emez is true as Mazuyev. Right? So now, Rabba over there said, Ne'eman?
Yeah.
Ne'eman, right? Now, what's Tosis? That's a migu.
It's a double migu.
Right? Why is that? What do you mean by a double?
Because he could have stayed silent. That would have been migu number one. So he didn't have to admit that it was mazuyah. Therefore, he made it even worse timer than a worse time. He did.
Really bad time.
I mean, okay. Look at that, it's two. Okay, so look. This is,
why is that double?
I don't know if that's a double. Okay, either way. Anyway.
And he made the worst.
The point is. Wait. The point is what's Tosis' question over here? I've just told you. Anyway, Raboisai, what's the question of Tosis? I've just told you that you never say a migula hoitzi any level of Cheskas Momen, right? All right, over there, there was a migu, it was a migu, and you're moitzi momen with the migu. What's going on with Rabba over there? It's a very geschmack of migu, right? It's a very geschmack of migu.
The migu's not being
moitzi
the moment.
Why not?
Migu has been allowing to say that he's like he has a star. The star's not being moitzi moment.
Okay, Zangavort, right? Yeah, okay, all right, so now, Tosis says that's a migu. Says Tosis, migu de lavim star rishayna. Or what does Tosis say? Shamai Hasam says Tosis over there. It's different. Hayna time mashum da filo have a shatik. Rak shelo haya moide shu mazuyev haya neman. Ya chatima haya nikeret lo oimdim sham. Right. So now says Tosis. No, there is different because there. It's all he had to do was be quiet and he would have won. So So what is that? So the Achronim build a chiddush right here from Tosfos, and there are Rishonim that say this, that there are levels of migul. And here we go again, levels of migul, levels of ne'emanus. Again, this is what's being, you know, that's what I mean. Wait, right? Which is that there's a migul, a stam migul, yeah, isn't believed as a cheskemono, but Tosfos potentially being machadish here that a migudi by shasik, right? It's called a migudi by shothik, right? Which means a migul that I didn't have to make a taina. No, I could have made a taina. I could have made a better taina, right? A migudi by shasik, right? That's even more of an emanus. It's even me. All I had to do was keep quiet. I didn't have to say anything, and I would have won. That's even more of an emanus, right? Yeah. So here, so I say a migudi by shasik, right? Yeah. So now,
why are you doing that?
Right. So Tosis asking Akasha, saying, I told you that Amiku is never believed to be mighty Roman, but I see over there it is. No, that's different. There. All you have to do is keep quiet. So now, the question is, what is it, is it not? Okay, we have to decide this. What's Tosis, the Hemshech of Rav Yosef, all of these Nakudas. But yeah, I just wanted to open up the Musogim. So what have we gained, Rabbi Isai? And this is the Hakdama. And now we have to see all of the Rishonim, all of the Rishonim have different answers. They talk about Migu de Ha'aza, Migu from Imamun Lamamun, Migu on Tainus Shkulois. All of these things are now coming up. But we've set up the framework. The framework of all of this whole sugya is, right, that now, because of its Tainus, the Tfisas is set up that the Muchzakas is 3/4 and 1/4. That's the basic Muchzakas. Tosfos now wants to say that there's a migu. The migu now gives more of an emunah to the taina and should allow him to take what he's claiming. Right? And the question is, why doesn't it? Tosfos says it's a migu lahoitzi. The difference seems to be different dargas of migu lahoitzi, different dargas of ne'emanus. Is it that the migu is stronger? Is it that the chazak is weaker? All of these things need to be taken into account. What do the other Rishonim hold? And why do they not hold of each other's shitas? Right? This is the work, Rabbi Isai, and Bezal Hashem, we'll keep going. Okay, Adkan.